Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Wednesday, so it's the day we take a look at the topic we've been exploring all week and we see how the Bible challenges and transforms our thinking about it. We've been looking at a passage in the Bible from the Psalms, some musical poetry in the Bible, that said the following truth. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. So how do we know if we're working for God or working for ourselves? How do we know in our various industries or various kinds of work if we're building on the foundation of God or not? Well, first of all, we need to know what God is already doing. We need to know what God's work is, what His big story is, to know if our little story fits into that. I always like to look at God's story in terms of four parts. First of all, God created. God started with work. He created this world and He created us that are in it. And He invited us humans to be part of that work, not as back-breaking toil, but rather to be part of creating with Him, to name the animals that He'd created, to tend to the garden that He created, to care for our needs, to provide food for us. That was the kind of work we were meant to do originally, to work with God closely. However, in part two, we separated ourselves from God. We rebelled against Him and said, you know what, we don't want to work for you, we want to work for ourselves. And so we humans struck out on our own, separated ourselves from God to see if we could make a go of it. And it hasn't gone terribly well. You just have to look at our world, see how we've destroyed the physical environment around us, how we destroy one another, how we even destroy ourselves. And it's all signs and symptoms of that rebellion against God in our lives. Well, in part three, God doesn't give up on us. Doesn't just say, well, forget it. They wanted to go on their own. Forget it. No, God stuck with us. And He came to us in Jesus Christ and He said, I'm committed to you. I still want to work with you. I don't want to see you destroy yourselves and destroy each other and destroy the world that I created for you. So God came and He did the most incredible work possible. He took that rebellion and that separation from God that we'd created, and He took it upon Himself, and He died for us. Death was the one thing that really truly separated us from God in the end. No matter how much work we could do to try to get back to God, death was always standing in the way. And God, through Jesus Christ, took death away and took away its power. Now God is inviting us to be part of His work again, to work with Him as He builds His kingdom here on earth. And He returns our world and all of creation to the kind of thing it was created for, to the garden, where we and God can be together again, working closely together in perfect harmony with the world around us and with others. That's God's plan, to return our world to its original state. He's inviting us to be part of that work. He's inviting us to work with Him in building His kingdom here on earth. It's not work we have to do alone, but work we do in partnership with Him. Now, what we could call good work is working with God, working in a way that's consistent with His story. That can be very life-giving. I had a friend who was studying environmental science, and I think his story for life went a little differently. It went like this. It said, you know what, we're animals. We're part of the biodiversity here on Earth. We're mammals, and we're particularly pervasive ones. We've reproduced like bunnies. We're all over the world, and we're kind of like a virus. We're bad for the world. And the only thing we can do to redeem ourselves is to start working harder. We need to recycle more. We need to clean up pollution. We need to stop doing this, start driving hybrids. The list went on. You can imagine the thousands of things that he imagined we needed to do in order to be right with the world, to be the right kind of biodiversity, the right kind of mammals, and not a virus in this world. It was a really discouraging, negative, and hopeless view of the world, and it ultimately crushed him. He came to me one day and he said, I can't believe I'm studying environmental science, and you know what, you're a better recycler than I am. I'm supposed to be the one who cares about the environment, and here you are doing a better job of it than me. It was crushing for him. He thought he had to do everything to save this world, and he realized he just couldn't do enough. He was broken. Well, I got to share with him that my story, my reason for helping the environment, for recycling, wasn't because I thought I needed to save the world, but because I believed God cared about the world, that God created this world and wanted me to work with Him in recreating the world as it was meant to be. in caring for this world. That's ultimately a much more life-giving story for life, because it says, I'm not the one who has to save the world. There's somebody else who already has, and he's invited me to be a part of that work. My environmentalism came from somewhere different, knowing that God created this world and put us humans here to care for it. And even though we rebelled against him and not done a good job of that, in the strength of Jesus Christ, of God coming to earth as one of us, we could, again, be part of that kind of work of creating and recreating here on earth God's beautiful, wonderful creation. Well, we're going to see tomorrow how that looks in various people's lives. But first, I got a question for you. Think about the example of a contractor. How would a home builder build in a consistent way with God's story? Now, have some fun dreaming about that with somebody in your life. Share with them your ideas about what that would look like, and then look for the supplemental video posted in our app and on our website along with today's video. It's going to tell the story of somebody who does exactly that, a general contractor who finds her work is part of God's work. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.